when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاتِبَ. And in this program, we'll start discussing the part where it says وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بْنَ مَرْجَانَ. And may Allah distance from His mercy the product of Marjana. Now, about these three beginning parts of لعن in this part. لعن الله آل زياد آل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة. May Allah distance from His mercy the tribe of Ziyad and the tribe of Marwan. And may Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Banu Umayya. There is one conclusion in this part. The principle is very straightforward. Although the Ahlul Bayt, the Holy Prophet, the infallible and immaculate Imams, have cursed certain tribes and certain clans, this does not necessarily mean that everyone who is originally from this clan and this tribe must be banished from the Almighty Allah's mercy. This does not necessarily mean that curse should be invoked for all Banu Umayya. There are exceptions, and we have seen the exceptions throughout the history. We have had many exceptions that the close companions of the Imam, specifically Imam Ali alayhi salam, the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, were from Banu Umayya, were from these cursed tribes in the traditions. So the principle is this: if one understands, follows, and adheres to truth, and as a result, he loves the epitomes of Islam and abhors the epitomes of disbelief, even if he were to be descendants of the likes of Marwan ibn Hakam or Yazid, he would be reckoned from the people of the truth. And there is no doubt that cursing the faithful followers of the Immaculate Imams is a religiously forbidden act. And we should be really careful about this. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. The Almighty says, no bearer shall bear another's burden. So, invoking curses of Allah on all the Banu Umayya is to invoke curses on all those who have adopted the character and the spirit of those Banu Umayya who behaved hypocritically and committed different kinds of atrocities against the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam throughout the history.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So brothers and sisters, all the curses and execration on the oppressors of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the brave demonstrations of different nations against the oppressive rulers of their time. So by cursing the oppression of Banu Umayyah, may Allah's curse be on them, despite their extinction and despite them being in the hellfire, we are chanting, we are demonstrating against the oppressors of our time. And that is why we have said from the beginning of this part that there is no limit for this cursing. Since the thought of Banu Umayyah, since the thought of Al-Ziyad and Al-Marwan is still alive, and there is still this curse to be invoked upon them. Dear listeners, I assume we have discussed enough regarding this beginning parts of this excerpt. And now we can move on to where it says, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بْنَ مَرْجَانَ. May Allah distance from his mercy the product of Marjan. Ibn Marjan literally means the son of Marjan. Marjan, as history tells us, was the daughter of Nauf. And she was a slave girl of Abdurrahman ibn Hisan. One of the men who had illegal relations with her is Ziyad ibn Sumayyah. She gave birth to two boys, Ibad and Ubaydullah, whose fathers were unknown, and Ziyad called both of them to himself, kept them as his own sons. In one of the confrontations that we see throughout the history of Imam Hussein alayhi salam with Umar ibn Sa'd, Imam alayhi salam, referring to Ibn Ziyad's indecent origin, says, "You think that the illegal product, son of the illegal product, will make you the governor of Ray? تزعم أن يوليك الدعي ابن الدعي بلاد الري؟ والله لا تتهنأ بذلك أبدا. I swear by Allah, you will never, ever enjoy that." Brothers and sisters, God willing, in the next program, we will try to have a look at some of the atrocities of Ibn Marjan as history reveals as well. Thank you for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا الرحمن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين